Hello there. My name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
Well, my name is also Corey, and I am also a Star War.
And my name is Jim, and I, too, am a Star War.
And we are a Star War. This is going to be a mini episode. Once the timer starts, it will be set for 20 minutes. And then once the timer ends, we will be done.
The show's over.
So this is, we've been trying to discuss if it is going to be based on what is your favorite Star War or what is the best Star War.
What is the best Star War and is it your favorite Star War?
I mean, I got something to say.
No, it is not the same.
Not the same.
The best Star War is Empire Strikes Back.
You gonna start that timer?
Yeah, I will. And begin.
All right, yes.
The best Star War is Empire Strikes Back. My favorite Star War is Return of the Jedi because of my childhood.
Same.
Luke Skywalker is everything that I love and remember about my childhood. The black suit when he comes back, the fucking green lightsaber, all the action and everything about Return of the Jedi is what I think about when I think about my childhood.
I love the way Luke rolls up into Jabba's palace and he's like this cold, calculating Jedi knight, right? And then Jabba's like, surprise, punk, trap door. Pow! Rancor. And Luke is like, for 2 seconds, he's like, I didn't see that coming.
Corey Martin?
But then he does. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is an age-specific thing. But
I agree.
I think for us and for people like us, The original trilogy is about Luke. It stars Luke.
Yep.
It's the journey of Luke. Like, that's for real. And the prequels coming out has made the entire six movie arc about Vader, about Anakin. And then
the sequel trilogy made it about Palpatine. Like, all 9 movies are about Palpatine. Somehow.
Palpatine Return.
So, but that's not our best or our favorite. So let's talk about our best.
And if you go back to looking at the Clone Wars series, you're like, oh, Anakin. Oh, Anakin's the star of this universe. And so, yeah, my answer is the same. Like, we were born in 1977. So,
yep.
People that hate Ewoks were not born in 1977. No, correct. If you were born in 1977, you have to like Ewoks. I think it's a rule.
Because you were a child when you went to see Return of the Jedi.
Absolutely. There's a finite window where we are the demographic this is actually aimed at. And for me, that was Jedi. And I had all of the Ewok toys that you could buy. I didn't have the village. But I had all the figures you could get.
I didn't as a kid. I've got it now.
Because I was like, oh, I love Wicket. I love the gray guy with the stripes who's like he's got like the pig helmet thing.
Nibu
like,
or some shit.
Yeah. I loved all those toys. And because that was Star Wars to me. Everything. You've got Jabba the Hutt. You've got Boba Fett doing the most he ever does when he dies.
Boba Fett.
You've got the everything you want. The Gamorrean guards. Are
Lando
like
Calrissian.
Lando. Everything is in. They blow up. You want to blow up a Death Star? Yeah, we'll do that again.
The Royal Guards, right? The Red Imperial the Guards.
Yeah.
The Crimson Guards. I was so taken with them.
Yeah.
They were the shit. So I think we may have discussed this on another episode of like childhood memories, maybe. Maybe we didn't. But I remember I'd gotten Wicket for my birthday one year, the figure, right? Little tiny, little bitty fella. And we went on a field trip or something for school at the end of the school year because my birthday is in May. So we're like right near the end of the year, right? And I put Wicket in my pocket. I had Wicket with me all day and it was one of my favorite things. And I would just take him out of my pocket on the bus and fucking play with Wicket. And it was awesome.
And Wicket was having an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adventure of the Ewoks.
I need to go buy one of those now. Wicket from back in the day.
Get it.
Grown ass, you can go buy a Wicket toy if you want. Do what you want.
It's America.
Yeah. But let's also talk about this. They didn't have names in the movie, right?
Correct.
None of the Ewoks had names. So you didn't know the fucking name until you got the toy.
Right.
This is kind of a tangent that I would love to get on. I don't know if this is too much of a tangent. But I feel like one of the things that kind of changed from the Star Wars we grew up with to what we have now is that when we grew up, the original trilogy, they made a movie. They said, we're going to talk about Obi-Wan. We're going to talk about Luke. We're going to talk about Vader. We're going to talk about like the story. And then we're going to fill the background with crazy shit. There's going to be a dude in a helmet. There's going to be this person who looks like a hammerhead shark. There's going to be this whatever. There's going to be crazy. There's a praying mantis in the wall. Right. Yeah, there's a robot that looks like a drinking straw. There's crazy shit. And like, we're not going to explain any of that because it's all background. Because Star Wars didn't explain anything. It was like, you don't know.
I'm looking at you, the Clone Wars.
You don't know why. Like when you watch Star Wars and you're like, this is like a primitive Wild Wild West society. But they can get in their ship and jump into light speed and go across the galaxy. That's the difference. And so that's what made this Western movie about Star Wars. That's what made it sci-fi. I lost my thread. Go on.
So all three of us said Jedi is our favorite.
Yes.
What beat specifically in Jedi is your favorite beat? Corey Martin.
Oh, terrific question. The Battle of Endor. The fighting, the because it's like it's the little Ewoks who just have sticks and stones, literally.
They're cold-blooded killers.
But they're like, oh, we hung up these logs in the
chicken walkers.
And we're gonna actually murder people with them. Right. It'll be fun. It'll squish them.
What's your favorite beat?
That's a good one. What I think my moment that will always be set in stone for Jedi for me is when fucking they're on the big barge. Luke has made his way over there and fucking R2 slings his saber over the pit, right?
Right.
Luke catches that shit with one hand. Whoosh, motherfucker's green. And again, it's the black suit. He's just fucking badass, right? And then Leia's got the goddamn laser cannon all of a sudden. She's broken free. There's 10, 15 seconds right there.
It's that moment that you realize like, oh, he's been training.
Yeah.
So this isn't the dude I left.
Right.
He's amazing. Also, they've been planning. So like Leia's here as a slave, but it's because she's going to kill Jabba. Like, they've all planned this out. And you're like, oh my God, this is brilliant.
And it's all to bust Han out.
Yeah.
They're there to get one of theirs.
Yeah.
What about you, Jim?
That's a great beat. Mine would be one of two. It would be when Han finally defrosts and reconnects with Chewie and he can't see. And the way that Harrison Ford played that, where he's just like so cold. It just is. I believe that man was freezing in that moment, the way he plays that moment. And he's got Chewbacca there just grabbing him and hugging him. And you know, Han doesn't want to be too affectionate, but he's also like, all right, all right, all right. Like, I love that resistive affection between the two of them, from him toward Chewie. I love that little character beat the most. And that's, I mean, the next scene is the one you were just talking about. And then for me, the other scene that kind of stands out is right before the Battle of Endor, when Luke is surrendered and it's just him and Vader, and they're in some hallway somewhere and they haven't quite gone up to see the Emperor yet. And like, Vader's trying to lay it on thick and Luke is like, I'm not going to do it. And Vader's like, you got to do it. And Luke is like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, it's a father and son talking for the first time, right? Like, it's the first time that they're not like force feeling each other through spaceships, right? Or fighting each other with lightsabers. Like, that's the first time and really the only time that they talk.
I never really thought about
that. That yeah. Beat right there, that quiet beat before the Battle of Endor, before 100%. The Emperor. I love that beat.
Because there's parts of that conversation where Vader kind of lets his guard down a little bit. Where he's like,
it's the first time that you see. It's the first time that you see him.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
I'm watching Return of the Jedi.
Because Luke is standing there and he's like, he's saying like, you know that like we can come together. I know there's good in you. And then Vader is like, look, you don't know the Emperor. Like, this is real shit. Like, I'm stuck where I'm stuck and you need to get in line. And, but he's kind of like saying at the same time, like, I know that I'm fucked and maybe you can save me, but I'm fucked. Right. So you're fucked too. When the whole galaxy is fucked.
That's a good scene.
I'm watching Jedi. I'm convinced. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go find a toy store.
And you're going to get a Wicket.
No, I'm not.
And then you're going to watch Return of the Jedi.
Not this week. I will go get a Wicket soon. I have to now.
We should get in the car and go to Athens Walmart.
Somewhere in a garage. I have one.
They have it right now on the shelf.
I know for a fact I have a Wicket in my garage.
I know they just unwrapped
one. Do I want to dig it out? No, I'll just go buy a new one. Yeah.
How are we doing on time, Hoss? I feel like we shot past 20 minutes.
No. We got 9 minutes left.
Oh, girl. All right.
Jesus.
Well, then I would like to talk about my favorite Star Wars spaceship. And no, it's not the Millennium Falcon. And I love the Millennium Falcon. But because Jedi was the first film that I saw in the theater, I fell in love.
There's only like three people that are going to get the Millennium Falcon.
But they're going to get it that it's Millennium Falcon.
It sounds a lot like
it. It sounds a little bit like the Millennium Falcon.
Didn't mean to derail you there.
But there's something about the Tadarian shuttle that the Emperor arrived, like the whole Emperor arrival scene is such a big moment in Return of the Jedi because you've only ever heard of him in the first movie and then only seen him as a hologram.
They saw that one shot.
Empire.
Yeah.
This is like him arriving and it's such a big deal. And the way the design of that spaceship, I love the Tadarian shuttle. That was my favorite toy that I got for Christmas when I was 9. I've got the reissue on the shelf in the office. And to see Andor, to call back to an earlier podcast, when Deidre shows up on Ferrick in a damn Tadarian shuttle, like beat for beat, note for note, the exact same shuttle that the Emperor uses.
Damn.
I just love that ship.
That was I was love that ship. I was gonna say that shot in that where she shows up in that and you're like, oh, this is like it elevates everything. You're like, this is big time Empire now. This is for real. She's got a Tadarian shuttle.
That went over my head.
That's my favorite ship.
So, this tagging on to other favorite shit, like the green lightsaber, obviously I've mentioned it 70 times already.
Have you seen the deleted scene of him making it?
I have. I did. I heard about it somewhere else, and then they said you can find it on YouTube, and so I went and found it, and it's not much of a scene, and if you don't know what you're really looking for, like, but yeah, you see him with the green kyber crystal.
Hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Hmm. No, this is the first.
Did they call it a kyber crystal in that scene?
No. You just see it. It's kind of happening, and unless you know what's happening, that's probably why they cut it because nobody at that point knew what a goddamn kyber crystal was, right?
Yeah, including George Lucas. Yeah,
yeah, including George Lucas.
It's been probably two and a half years since I saw it, but yeah, it's. I watched it at work one day, but yeah, that's. A few years ago, my sister found the Force Effects lightsaber on clearance and she got one for me for Christmas and she got one for my brother as well. And like you, cause I'd been playing with your fucking blue and red lightsaber for a thing at work. And, I was like, okay, I got obsessed with them. And my sister found one and it was the one she found where it was two of them, but it was the green one and it was Luke's. And when I opened it at Christmas, we had done Christmas already, right? And exchanged gifts. And then she comes out of the bedroom.
One more gift.
With another box. And it was a long box.
And it was
box.
The Red Ryder.
And I cried. I don't cry very often when I open gifts, but I cried because I got a green lightsaber. Mm-mm. And now I own like 8 or 9 lightsabers.
He's a lightsaber connoisseur now.
I have a bunch of them, yeah. The green lightsaber is the shit for me, man. I love it.
How about you, boss?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Speaking of toys, when we got together, was it which movie did we see? Corey, was it Last Jedi? When you came into town and you had your old.
I think it was Awakens and Last Jedi.
Maybe so.
I know Force Awakens. Like I think I still lived in Florence when that happened.
So you, I think you came to Huntsville to see Last Jedi, and you had your Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
From
I have
1983.
One specific Luke that has been my Luke, because a lot of my toys I just stole from my brother. But this Luke was my Luke, and he's been my Luke my whole life.
And it's Luke from Jedi, right?
And it's Luke from Jedi in the black outfit, and he's been to every movie since then.
I think that might have been Last Jedi that we saw, because we saw the Rise of Skywalker at the Monaco.
Yeah.
And we all had some beverages when we saw that one.
I don't drink.
As needed. You don't. You don't. God, it's known.
I don't.
That's known.
Yeah, that's it for me, though. The Luke, the black suit, green saber.
Have you ever thought about
Return of the Jedi?
Luke and the black suit and the way that Luke is very Sith-like? Like, Luke fights like a Sith.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, his father is Anakin.
Yeah.
And I mean, he didn't really have a whole lot of teachers in the way of the Force, but like it's not in Jedi, but watching him in the season finale of second season of Mandalorian, the way he fights the dark troopers.
Yeah.
He is force choking every damn robot he comes to across. Like, he fights like a Sith. He dresses like a Sith. He fights like a Sith. He's not, but like, to say that Luke isn't familiar with the dark side of the Force is bullshit.
Well, I mean, by the time Luke picks up a lightsaber, there's only one other person carrying a fucking lightsaber in the whole galaxy, and it's Vader. So it's not like he's going to fight.
Person that we know of.
It's not like he's going to fight
900 that we don't know of.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
But we don't see him fighting dozens of other people to learn all these different tricks.
Right.
He fights Vader.
Right. And so he learns to fight dirty like Vader.
Yeah.
Right. His fighting style is his dad's fighting style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it until a year or two ago, and someone pointed out the fact that he's wearing all black when he returns. And that's been 40 something, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little odd. But we didn't know shit about fuck back then, though, right?
No.
Right.
When there were two other movies.
Sith wasn't a word.
I ain't heard comic books back then that nobody read. I mean, I didn't read them back then.
I didn't read them.
I
still
haven't
read
them. I watched Star Wars. I don't read Star Wars.
I'm not going to read them.
I read some Star Wars.
You should. Someone should.
I need you to read them so you can tell me what's going on.
There's good things happening, and I'm glad. I'm just not going to read them.
Some of those comic books from the last few years are fucking great. I'm currently reading a Thrawn book, but we don't have to talk about that now.
Yeah, sometimes I see people talking about like different, like, oh, there was this arc where Vader was doing this in the comics, and I'm like, oh, that would be cool. I would love to read that. I'm not gonna, but I would love to.
Maybe they'll adapt it into a show one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a six issue arc called Vader Down about 5 or 6 years ago. That was fucking fantastic. Yeah, we got.
Is that the one where he pulls all of the pins and the thermal grenades and all the rebel troopers that are surrounding him? And he's like, all I see are dead men. And then he kills everyone. And like, that's Vader. That's pretty cool.
And that's Jason Aaron. Shout out Jason Aaron. He's from Jasper, Alabama, currently resides in Kansas somewhere. Huh. He wrote that one.
See, and what we don't ever get like the worst Vader. Like, I want to see a little bit of, like, the what we get in Rogue One is, Rogue like, One. Is like, here's what Vader, if he wants to fucking kill everybody on this ship, this is
He's
how he'll do
it.
Like, I want to see that Vader for...
We got a little taste of that in the Obi-Wan show when he's dragging people through the street by their neck using the Force while not even looking at them.
He's just cracking necks. He's just like, I'm pulling this person out and cracking their neck just so I can make Obi-Wan come out.
Man.
That's wild.
It worked.
Wild.
Any final thoughts? This timer is going to go off any minute now.
Jabba's sail barge is also one of the best set pieces in all of the Star Wars movies.
The Gamorrean guard is one of the best toys of all the Star Wars.
I remember being genuinely sad on behalf of the Rancor Keeper after Luke killed the Rancor.
Yeah.
And like, that old little tubby guy with his leather smock just crying over his...
There's no
I
reason.
Like, I was like, why
they
is he sad?
You.
Yeah.
Because you're like, that's the main animal. We killed it. We won. That's won. Great.
Like, oh no.
And then it's like, oh no, that was actually my friend and I loved him. And he's dead and it's sad. Oh.
But it was pretty cold blood the way he put that fucking bone in his mouth.
It was cool. What else was he gonna do? He had no choice.
It was awesome.
If he had GoPro with him, he could have been like, put him to sleep.
GoPro would have become his best friend. And they would have choreographed a dance together.
Oh, yeah. That's before TikTok.
I think that's it. We got 10 seconds. 9.
Oh.
8.
Thank you, everyone, 7. For tuning in to episode 1 of The Birthday Party. Stay tuned for continuing episodes of The Birthday Party where we will get even more drunk and we will talk about the Star Wars.
Another mini-sode coming soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.